The low petition of poor we whose heads each bear a crest does let you, madams, plainly see how we have been oppressed. Though our four doors we fain would guard, yet 'tis our wives' good pleasure that they should always stand unbarred, although we lose our treasure. Nay, now and then they will entice bold robbers for to venture, and in the main, to be concise, will freely let them enter, whilst we are forced for to retire, or seem asleep to sit, for fear they should upon us fire, or stick us with their spit. Then straight to ransacking they fall where we are treasure hoarded, and then you notice have at all when once the frigate's boarded. Then up and down they rummage still, encouraged by our wives, and freely act whate'er they will, whilst none to hinder strives. Or if we dare, there's 2 to 1, our wives will take their part, and it was better let alone, although we feel the smart. No kindness we can show our dame seems pleasing, but they will reject our chaste and amorous flames, and take our fondness ill. But if our gallant chance to come, their frowns are all laid by, and straight into an upper room with him they trip with joy. But what they do we dare not see, as we regard our quiet, but must content and patient be to pay for costly diet. To pamper him and fill his veins with blood that does create desire that our wives still drain, whilst we do blame our fate. But if a tempest we'd avoid that would the house untile, on those that have been so employed we must not dare but smile. Then to a tavern ball or play they in a coach do pack, whilst we stand crying all the day, pray, sirs, what is't your lack? When the evenings come, the revels o'er, our wives return again. For us they have no joy in store, yet dare we not complain. But all night long they sleep or scold at what we cannot tell, or dream their gallants they enfold and at it are pell-mell. Yet dare not we disturb their rest, but be content to see what in the day has been expressed there imitated be. For if we speak, they lower and pout, or weep, or rant, and then our purses they must surely out to quiet them again. A satin gown or richest lace, gold watch or ribbons brave, must make atonement in the case if we would quiet have. Therefore from you we seek redress, who know their ways full well. Your counsel 'tis that in distress we beg you'd give or sell. And though our fortunes must increase, fate having ordered it, yet pass an act for future peace, we'll pray you long may sit.